Pasuk 7, Chayseh Teleichu, Chayseh Teshmar, which is the Ma'asam, so Rashi says, famous Rashi, Chayseh Teleichu, it's not what the mitzvahs are, it's afterward, Chayseh Teshmaru, he missed some, or Manu Mekayim, Chayseh Teleichu, Chayseh Teleichu, Shtia Me'el Mekayim. We'll talk a little bit about some yonim of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, Befrat, Behirur, Behirur Betzav, and whether you have to understand the Torah now. Sedei Shulchan Aruch, in the brachas of Bruch HaTorah, it says, "Mehar B'nei B'Torah, Ein Yitzrach L'Varach." That also you can pass on the shayla without getting involved in the details, you know, yes or no, that you could pass, that you could pass on.
Without making a bracha.
On the way to shul, rabbi stop, quick shayla, doesn't get involved in the pilpul, it's a quick yes or no answer, that's not a problem of the retire. Zakhtu Gain, that when it says Mahab Dira Taira, ain't Sarfavara, says the Gain, because here is Lapadiba, and we don't taste this in Brachas. Here is Lapadiba. Here is Lapadiba. Mela, that's why there's no Kiya Bracha on here, because here is Lapadiba. Yes, Akasha, that's the Gain, Maishna, Mesiv Gimel. What does that mean? Because Siv Gilman said, the Kaisa de Taira, Apa Pishayna Kaira, Tsarch Levarach. If you write Dibre Taira before Bruchas Taira, it's a problem. Even though Mahara be Dibre Taira ain't Tsarch Levarach, stop thinking, learning, you don't need Bruchas Taira according to Mahabra. But if you write Dibre Taira, you need to. So that Taz asks.
According to that, what does
Berachas
Torah do? What does it do?
What does it do?
Meaning, you're saying that if you're learning a lot,
learning, it's fine,
but that to write the Berachas Torah, it's not fine. So what?
Why is that fine? Akayas the Berachas Torah, you need a bracha. If you want to write a Shulchan Aruch, you want to write a Chabura, you have to say Berachas Torah.
Fine. Well, fine.
What's the problem? What's the question?
What does Berachas Torah do? That permits it.
What does it do? You have a chiv to say Baruch Torah before you learn. The question is, what's called learning?
Wow.
Our question over here is, what type of learning requires a bracha? Huh? That's the issue. So Taz wants to know, what's the difference between Sivas Dibre Taira and here? Because either way, you're not talking. You're telling me that here a lot of people, in order to be chayav and tell you, have to talk. So what's the difference between Sivan and here? So, Zokhda, even though Rabbi Yain writes that the derech is, when people write, sometimes they talk. You see guys writing and talking, right? he says though that's not mucha. I mean, sometimes you do that, right? A male, but can't say because of that the chil of arach, right? It's not vada. It's not mashma that, you know, masaf you have to make a bracha. It's mashma you have to make a bracha. You can't say it's because, you know, sometimes you talk, you know, when you're writing, you verbalize it. Furthermore, he says, and this touches upon a very important question, that whether we say ksiva is kadiva. When you write some, is that like talking? And he says, by Eidus it says, mipiem, midarshin, mipiem, one piksava. Famous halacha, they can't give me meyid biksav. It says, mipiem, one piksava. So we see from this as the Taz, that ksiva is la kadiva. You can't be meyid b'techa ksav. Mipiem. Mipiem is not ksiva, ksiva is not diva. So meyid look at Taz. So Meili says that it's really not so pashut. They write the Bitaira. seems like the Dibur. So Meir Zalkutaz, why is it Pashin? You want to write a Shulter, you want to write a Chabur, you have to make a Sefer Chasair. Zalkutaz says that the Chatchila, if you're going to write the Betaira, then the Chatchila, you should make sure that you should also say some Dibur Taira, in order to Mechayim a Bracha for sure. But he says, this is Chayr only Negeya, that let's say if a guy is writing a chabur, you know, before davening, but if he's saying, but no, we say a chasar, part of davening, we say a bracha, we say a dvarim, the meila, if a guy is writing a shilter after davening, it's not a gay, because my sin was very yet to chasar anyway. What? Well, it seems that way, that's what we say a bracha and a dvarim, right?
Does it mean
it's an object? Every mitzvah. Why should the Torah be any different? Any bracha. You must have the bracha and the seis a mitzvah. You have to make a new bracha, right?
So I want to say a new bracha every time in the
Torah. What?
I want to say a new bracha every time in
the Torah. That's a different shmuz. That causes no hasfadas. So one mitzvah, no hasfadas.
There is
a hasfadas. There is a hasfadas. Chas v'shalom. There are Torah says no hasfadas for you.
I personally
have messed up between mother. So no, Shaila is even worse. Okay, that's not the topic of our discussion. But the Shaila gets even worse, where the Shreim in the beginning in Brachas, the finale, Taisa and Rush over there, that there's a sugya about this, yeah. That so they say that even they say because your mind is always on learning, your mind is always going back to learning. You know what I'm saying? Your average Baal Bas, you know. Maybe you had Daf Yomisha in the morning, works all day, maybe goes to Daf Yomisha at night, you know. But like, I wouldn't say that his mind is always, he's always rushing back to learn. So if he's that, I think Tazer did not say, that's we should make a new bracha. At night, he goes to Daf Yomisha, he has a kabusa, that's we should make a new bracha. Anyway, that's not that. Right, we have enough to talk about Yama here, can you?
The guy in the morning, he's like, what he's
saying,
like, makes a difference.
That this guy at
7 a.m.
No.
When the second
bracha,
it's just like going through the motions. I mean, how many
times
do you say
that
makes a difference?
What's that do with our discussion here? Right. Zalkin Kfeger. Now, Kfeger has the number of truths there from Chav Tes Lamed Beis. Yeah, which has all the sugya about Ksiv Kedibur. Now, it's interesting, you know, there's like a concept called Suzu Kfeger, and we can't make it by Chasana or Shamzach. You make a Suda wherever you are, like, sister had a baby, you're in Israel, so you make Shamzach, or Shamzach Chasana. There's a concept called Suzu Kfeger. Where does that come from? So it comes from these Jews. When Kfeger got married, His uncle didn't make it to Chas. I guess it was a different town. And his uncle Revolf Feger. So they had a shtickel suda l'chvoid the Chasr and Feger. So he sent Feger a letter. They were talking learning obviously by the suda. So they're from Maksiv and Kedibur, talk by Sfer Zaymer. And so he sent a letter to Feger to tell him what was the shmuz about. As the whole exchange of letters back and forth. During Shabbat brachas, it's very loud during Shabbat brachas. Chasson and Feger, the tifa tshuvas back and forth between him and his uncle. Anyway, akapanim, so Zalkin Feger, yeah, so he's done that. The ekin that down there can see with liver by Spiros Eimer. Right from Moshe, this was a shot. The guy writes a letter, a lag baimer. He writes on top, yoyim lag baimer. Right, so he did it that night before he counted the spirit. So it was Yates of Smear now. So we can't count again, we can't make a bracha anymore. So one of the shiles over there is Al Ksiva Kadiba. Yeah, but there's other shiles anyway, because there's not really counting. Also, he only says lag. You say you count with Rosh Tevis or numbers. You don't say Hayoim, yeah, Lamed Beis Bayim. You don't say 32. Anyway, kids, one of the discussions should extend the deeper. Zokter Revolf Egg over there, because in the first letter, He wanted to say the ksiv is not kedibur. Yeah, and that's in fact that there's a bracha on Sfiris Haimer. Yeah, so if you say the question, can you mekayim it Sfiris Haimer by right? That was a shot. We say ksiv is kedibur, mekayim. You're right. Yaim. Yeah. Shloish m'she shishuv shloish m'yaim shehem. Chamei shvuos yemecha. Right. You write it out. Are you right or not? So it says, "Hooray! There's a bracha on Sfiris Haimer." And the Beis Yosef Kidu on Siman Tov Lamed Beis by Bdikas Chometz. He says, "How can they make a bracha on the Bittul Chometz?" There's no bracha on Bittul Chometz. Bracha is only in Bdikas Chometz. Why is no bracha on the Bittul? So he says, "Because the Bittul is belayed, he can't make a bracha on Hira Leib." So Meila, if there's a bracha by Sfiris Haimer, it must be that you're not Yaitza, only B'dibah.
How is Bittul belayed?
What?
You're
saying, you're saying Kochamira, but the sight of Bittul is belayed. It's not a mitzvah of Dibah. The mitzvah is that in your mind, in your heart, you should look at the Chametz like it's nothing. You're expressing it. You're expressing your machshava, but the essen bittul is not done al-gated dibur. It's not the dibur that affects the bittul. It's not the dibur that affects the bittul. It's your heart. The dibur is just expressing what's in your heart.
So if you decided in your heart,
correct,
the bittul,
correct.
You don't need to say
that. That's correct. That's what Shari says. Bittul is belayed. We do it. We say belayed because just people should do it.
Right.
But the sight of bittul says by Shai is belayed. Mail is no bra. So Meila, that's the vote that you want to say. So it must be that you need a dibur by Sfiris Haimer. There is a bracha in Ksivana. So Fager, what are you talking about? What's your tushta? Even if you want to say, yeah, they believe, you can't believe, okay, it's obviously not a mitzvah, right? But if you count the ksiva, it's a ma'isah. What's the whole svarah Beis Yosef? You can't make a bracha on what's belayed. Yeah? But by ksiva, so you tell me, oh, ksiva not. Why? Ksiva's a ma'isah. Well, what are you talking about? He asked his uncle. You're proving to me that you can't write count with some ksiva. Why? Because you see there's a bracha. There's a bracha must be. It's the deeper. Why? What's the svarah of Beis Yosef? There can't be belayed. Has to be a ma'isa. No ksiv is a ma'isa. Ksiv is a ma'isa. El chamais gal mazuk. So from Kfegetz before, that the problem with here is, of course, it's not a ma'isa. So now, the Rav Eger. Yeah, a male is based on chalvin ksiba, ksiba and dib. This will impact that on Taz Kasha also, right? Taz asked the Kasha. And here it says, Shukhanara, you don't make Berl's tire. On ksiba, you do. Right? It says, Taz, you don't make Berl's tire, I ain't making Berl's tire on ksiba. So it's just machshava. Right? What's Kray going to say? And that means is, ksiba is a ma'isa. Here is not a ma'isa. So when you're writing Tyre, you make a bracha, it's the ma'isa. Very simple. Now, Rav Eger brings down from the Chavis Yar. Chavis Yar writes, he wants to say the ksiv is kedibur. Okay? He called her kulo ksiv is kedibur. Ksiv is an oifen of dibur. What's his raya? His raya from the Shulchan Aruch. It says you make a bracha on Kaisi Dari Tyre, right? And you don't make a bracha on Hira. Right, so what's the difference? Elmai, if I carry the ksiv is kedibur. We see the ksiv is kedibur. That's what Chavis Yar says.
Chavis Yar one time.
Chavis Yar says that to answer this theory of Mchab, that on Hira you don't make a bracha, and on ksiv you do make a bracha, it must be ksiv is kedibur. Ksiv has din dibur.
Is that because it's a maisa?
No, he says ksiv is kedibur.
Why is that?
That's what the Chavis Yar says. Rav Feiger will tell you, because you're already a smart aleck, because you know Rav Feiger, that the chol is ma'isa. The Chavis Yair said, we see that in Kol Torah Kuvah, Ksiv is Kedibah. Okay? The Tana said, Ksiv is not Kedibah, you put it right in Eidah. The Chavis Yair says, no, we see from Hilchas, Berukhas HaTaira, Ksiv is Kedibah. Dr. Wolf Eger, what are you telling me? You bring a raya from the Chilk Din Ksiva, and here, that Ksiva is Kedibah, or I read all Acharyim asked the Kasha. What's the difference between here, you don't make a bracha, and Ksiva, you do make a bracha? And what does the Shev Yankiv answer? That he said very interesting teretz, Shemaka teretz. He says, what's the mitzvah Talmud Torah? Where do we know the mitzvah Talmud Torah from? It says, "Vishnant muvenecha, l'mal demes benecha." Yeah, that's how Rambam, incidentally, how does Rambam bring down? Where does Rambam start with Hilchos Talmud Torah? Not as a mitzvah to learn, it's a mitzvah to teach. Rambam says, "That's what Rambam starts with Hilchos Talmud Torah." Yeah, I'll grab Rambam for a second. What? Who? That's the issue.
Ramam's son,
scared me. Or he just said Ramam. That's what we're going to bring in Kusha. Okay, where is Hilchos Talmud Torah coming in Shita, huh? Yeah, Ram says, Noshavam turn the Talmud Torah. A second. Kishem Shodim Chayev Laman Es Benoi. Kal Chayev Laman Es Ben Benoi. Right? Lamad Demais Benechem. Only later, Ram says, a couple of us later, he said, if no one taught you, you got to learn yourself. Yeah? Okay? Upon Rambam starts off, the Hilchos Talmud Torah, they're teaching. The male is up to Shem Yankiv. The male says, that's Iki Yisrael Talmud Torah's teaching. The male says, the hearer, you can't teach. Unless you have mental telepathy. Right? You can't teach the hearer. No? Okay. But B'Ksiva, you could teach. I could write the Torah and print the Sefer, and then I could teach with it, but that. Kerry Chaim Kinevsky, the reason why he answered letters, he answered like 100 letters a day, whatever it was, he gave a certain amount of time, he answered letters, like all his paid letters, right? He says because he's not a Rebbe, he doesn't have any shteller, he just sits on the day, right? So he wants a mitzvah of teaching, so he holds that this is his oifen of teaching. Maybe that's why he was machmit to answer all the letters that he got. That's his oifen of teaching. Okay, anyway. Agabonim, awesome. Meila, that's up to Shev Yankiv. That's the chiluk between Hiror and Ksiba. Hiror is not shy of teaching. Ksiba is shy of teaching. So Meila, Zogdevolfeger. So how could the Chavis Yor bring a raya from here? That Ksiba is Kedibur is no raya. It's not a svar of Ksiba Kedibur. The chiluk in Ksiba and Hiror is not because Ksiba Kedibur and Hiror is not Kedibur. It's a bizundar svara in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's a svara in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah requires the ability to teach. Meila is not shy at my hair. So Meila, that's why it's no problem. Now. Oh, so when we said, the simple carrot would be like a McFager. The simple carrot is the dispute in here and see. It's like a McFager. That the reason why here and not is like Messiah by. By Bidl Chometz, you don't make a bracha on a machshavas halev. Shein came back. See, it's a mice. There's not a mice here. It's a mice. Yeah. Oh, so that's you look at Mishavur the mice. Mishavur says, yeah, the ksiva is better than here. He brings down a few svaras. Yesh ayin mishum dov mice. Like you said, Yesh Ayim Yederach HaKayis Elhoitzi Tevez Mepiv. Other Teretz is that side of the Taz that we normally, when you write, you also talk. Some people anyway, when you write, you do verbalize what you're writing. So maybe that's why you have to make a bracha. But they say that's not if you're writing a sefer, you're writing a shul Torah. But if you're just copying something, then it's not the derech to speak it out. When you're what you're doing, then you're into it, so you speak it out. Meli says, Lili Mais, he writes that you shouldn't be samach lemachaber. L'ta says that l'chatchila, if you're just writing, before davening, you're writing a shul Torah, and you didn't say Berachos Torah yet, so what should you do? You say Berachos Torah and make sure these takas say, you say Yivracha, or etc. Now, the etzim din of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, you don't make a bracha in here. Says the Gain, so the Gain understood, not like we just said, which they say, so the Gain understood, it seems, that you don't make a bracha in here because there's no mitzvah matayim here, and I'm kind of mitzvah matayim here. That's how Gain understood why you don't make a bracha in here. The male is like, in fact, the Gain, what do you mean? How can you say that? Vad is a mitzvah, you're kind of mitzvah matayim here. How do I know? Says the Gain, because it says, Vagisa b'yayim v'layla. Yeah? And Vagisa, says the Gain, means the hearer. Like we say, Hegi and Libi. Shem Svasai Tiftach. I'm sorry, Hegi and Libi. Shem Svasai Tiftach. No. Here's an Imrifi. You'll Ross Imrifi. Vagi and Libi l'manecha. You see that the word Higayin is said for Machshava. The Meila, the Gain, Abadim, Kaim is Tamta, but Gizmi and Velaila. Okay, amazing. If you don't learn Mechabrusa, then, so, yeah, unless you're saying is speaking it out, like some people do, but if you don't do that, then a lot of your learning, what we mean mostly learning, is Machshava, not Bedibur. Right? So Meila said the Gain, why should you make a bracha on here? So we already gave it there. It's like Meshayis, yeah. Now, Chayodim writes, it's interesting, he's in Talmud of the Gain, he says different than the Gain over here. He writes, that Mut Laharbi the Torah Kaim Shi Yivarech. I even the Gain, I think it's nice of the Gain, you know, that even the Gain over here said, the Gain Shtos, the Gain on here argue what happened. You know, you have to make a brachni on her, because it's a mitzvah. But it's nice of the Gain, that before you said Berachos Torah, episode was a scholar to him, 3,000 pshatim, and Aluzeh Benegev. The pasuk Aluzeh Benegev. By the Meraglim, Aluzeh Benegev, was a skeleton, we thought of 3,000 pshatim. Not bad, huh? Aluzeh Benegev. But he didn't make Berachos Torah. He didn't make Berachos Torah. So then, he didn't make Berachos Torah, so he forgot them all. Then I was all nice, I got it back. It's about the Gain Shasa that. On here, you have to make a bracha. Anyway, as upon him, the Zab Chayal, Mutl Harbi the Tayyar Kaim Shivar. You hear a lot of people on me. I did go and say, Hey Mutl Lipsig, we said, right, Pascal also, the Ramah. Look, they being now in the Mishnah Sada. Now what? I look for him kind of Vigisi Mamma Kaim Mitzvah, so why should you make a bracha? He says, a new Tarot. Yeah? He says, because where do we know Berachos Torah from? It says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havugai Lulokainu. Kishem Hashem Ekra, you're going to say the Shem Hashem, and then Havugai Lulokainu, you have to say a bracha. Kishem Hashem, some are saying, because that's in the Torah, the man writes is Nakdama, that all the Torah is true for Hashem, is a good bracha. The whole Chumash is really, if you mix up the letters, it's all Shem is of Hashem. That's Kishem Hashem Ekra. Torah is Hashem Hashem. Shem Hashem Ekra. Havogayil Elokeinu. What does it say? Shem Hashem Ekra. I will call. I will speak. That's why, since that's the makom. Because Torah says the Chayadam, that's why Dafka, the hero, you don't make a bracha, even about him kind of mitzvah. But the bracha was only masukin on Kishem Hashem Ekra. Furthermore, he says, okay, this is not Nicker, another source on Nicker. Then he says, I'm going to ask him, he gives me a Laila. Yeah? She says, the Yisbeir Malayla. The Yisbeir Malayla. So you tell him, Shem Hashem Akra, it sounds like the Pachil is supposed to be talking. He's supposed to say, learn the deeper. She says, we said before, Pasuk said, Yul Ratsa Imre Fi, V'hegen Li Bila Fenecha. So what's the phrase? Because Chazal, I don't know what Chazal is, because Chazal, it says, what's the Pasuk on? What's the Melch saying? Yul Ratsa Imre Fi, V'hegen Li Bila Fenecha. Should be the rotsim what I say, and also what I think. But I'll say that batsim the chachil is most taught, but that's your rotsim in free. The head and leave me if I couldn't for some reason I couldn't talk, I couldn't daven in pet. I was only able to daven in machshava. That's what we say. The head and leave vanech Hashem shubegarli, right? But, so you see the chachil is what you hold the people, but yeah, the Machshava. He's the same by Tyre also. By Tyre also it says, Lo Yamush Sefer Tyre Azeh Mipicha Megizbeyam Velayla. So by sure, the Pasuk of Yizbeyam Velayla, the beginning of the Pasuk said, Lo Yamush Sefer Tyre Azeh Mipicha. Right? It says, Chayad Mechatchila is prepared. Megizbeyam Velayla is Bediyam. Shas Mechama, when it comes to Bepeh, there is a Vagisa. Mel Iker says, Iker is Bepeh. Shnatam, Shishnu Bepecha. Oh, then he says, maybe the Gain says that Vagisa is talking about Machshava. He says, that's not true. Vagisa Be'er V'layla, who said it means Machshava? Maybe only when it says Heg Yoin Libi, when it explains it, Heg Yoin Libi, then it's Machshava. But Magisa Bari, the other eyes also, that Magisa, the other places where Magisa doesn't necessarily mean Machshava, it can be Dukhman. So there's got a very sharp Shlana Harab over here, which open up Pasuk that way. He says, Kalim Tzarech Lizar Lahitzi Bisfasa, Lashmi Lazna Komash Alaymin, Fame Mikra Mishnah of Talmud. Elam came b'shas iyun. When you think you're learning, then you think. Otherwise, he says you have to talk. You're not yotzim b'hira. So he said that's in Talmud Torah is a mitzvah of b'dibur. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The male chatzis is most talk. Nice, I think. Not necessarily like that. You have some guys over, you know. See, they're poking themselves back and forth. But okay, but without a clown.
Chaim Soloveitchik.
What?
Chaim Soloveitchik.
Chaim Soloveitchik?
He walks around shocked.
Is he verbalizing? Yeah. Talking, yeah.
Yeah. Rabbi Sirbaim would.
What?
Rabbi Sirbaim would verbalize. You know?
Now, Lagabe. The guy be learning without Havana. Yeah? And Kaim is Talmud Torah, if you learn without knowing what you're talking about. So, surprisingly enough, there are many Mekhayrs that say that if you Kaim is Talmud Torah, you don't understand. So let's see. What? Shteh Nishachanara. Yeah? Kavu lishnois acha parsha Talmud parsha ezim kaimer b'risa b'shmal. After you say parsha Talmud, then you say, I guess we don't say parsha Talmud. You don't have to say the b'risa ezim kaimer b'risa b'shmal. It's only after if you say. No, it's not a time. Anyway, after you say, which of course you're saying parsha Talmud, then you say the b'risa of parak the mishnah shnayis ezim kaimer the b'risa b'shmal. Why? There's Yisrael Adam. Wilma Khayai Mikra Mishnah Ugamar. Mazir Mishmal is Makam Gemara, Sham Medrish, Kigamar. That's a Jhana. Love Magan Abraham. That was Bismanayan, and then it's still a Shatargam. But Akshav Shay Medinin, Samela, you have to understand. Nimla Kain, Aina Nechshav Lulibur. Yeah? If you don't understand what you learn, says the Magan Abraham, not Makayim is Talmud Taib. Raf, The tefillah mutl is bal blush shemayvin. Chomok miyeshlein. Shav shuenei mayvin. Mish baruch hu yudei kavanasim mayvin. Avil ma'imer mishna. Ve'ene mayvin ene nikrolim. If you just read, I'm reading Mishnayos, and you don't understand what you're reading, because I'm just reading words, and no idea what you're talking about. Ene nikrolim. Chens tzrichem lulmer apirish. You can't just read Mishnayos. You read Mishnah, you read the Rav, you read the art school, you read whatever it is, they make you understand. Obviously, the level of understanding, there has to be a basic level of understanding. So, the Mogadron, or else you're not paying this. Yeah? Oh. Now, Shulchan Aruch HaRav is a machalik, famous Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, is a machalik between, Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Ksav. Teresh B'Ksav, yeah, Achamaitzi B'Ksav, Apishen Meivin, Afil Pirsha Milas, Fesho Amoritz, Reza M'Kai Mitzvah L'Mantem, Figo, Kol Amoritz, M'Varach M'Satayr B'Shachar, L'Fnei Apsukim, V'Chein, G'Shoel L'Sev V'Tayr, you can make a bracha, because Teresh B'Ksav, you're M'Kai Mitzvah without understanding. Look, Shachar Abayt, the Hani Milim Tayr, Shem B'Ksav, Av Teresh B'Ksav, Im Eina Mevin Hapirish Eina Nechshad Limud Klal. Af Bekein Yesh Adam Lasek B'Chol Atayr Gam B'Bam Shlo Yuchul Havin. Lasu Lava Yiskel Havin Lasek Kol Atayr Shasek Ba Bayo Mazev Leisig Mekaisi Daitay. Still says Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Yeah, even if you learn, even Teresh Ba'Peh, you learn, you don't know, you understand what he's saying. But Lasu Lava, whatever you learn, if you don't understand, then you'll understand it then. Fascinating concept.
No.
That's what he's saying.
Right,
that's what he's saying. Now, Zog Deish Levram. Yeah. The Chacher. Because even though some hold, he says, the question is, what about the big shayla about Gabi Megmer Chayim before Slichas? Yeah, a big discussion about that because you're not saying it Derech Limud, you're saying Pesukim in Slichas. Right, you're not saying Derech Limud, you're saying it Derech Tfil, Derech Bakasha, Amir Baal. Yeah? Oh. He says, M'kein Kasha Tubi says, those don't understand what they're reading Machal. The guy's telling him hard, so he doesn't even read a Pasuk straight. It doesn't sound what he's reading. Stam is saying, you have no idea what that means. Yeah? Meila, how can you make a bracha? Tell me, you don't make a bracha before Slichas. Right? You know he's saying Pesukim. Because it's not Derech Limud. Huh? So he says, M'kein, those don't understand what they're reading, it's also not Derech Limud.
It's different because
someone
learning Torah, when they don't understand it, they're learning
Torah
for the
sake of learning Torah,
but they're saying
Pesukim for the sake of Torah. Look, I understand. Yeah, there is a good spread in Machalik. You're not saying that over there. You're not saying Machalik, but L'Shem Torah. Shem Gavin is saying L'Shem Torah. Oh, so Derech Ali writes over there, Umashe Maimrim, Derech Sicha, Mamir Ba'alma. See what he wants in Makadosh. Hagam, he writes, Shamir is Tehillim, Choshev Kalim with the Goyim Ba'olos Kiyadua. He writes that saying Tehillim is like the Goyim Ba'olos. Yeah? So this guy, not the Pashit, saying Tehillim was like learning the Goyim Ba'olos. Where does that come from? The Medrash. Huh? The Medrash. And David HaMelech was Mavakish, because Baruch Hu, she choshev Amir Stilim Kalim in the Gaon Valas. Shaila is, was David HaMelech answer or not? He asked. Okay. What was the answer? The measure didn't say what the answer was. Right? So Esh Avraham is assuming, we'll see others assume that as well, that he was answered that the same Tilim was like the Gaon Valas. The Chaim Balazhin learns not like that. He learns that we don't know if he was answered or not. That's a famous Chaim Volozhin in Shai Dalin. He talks about what is Torah Lishma. He says, someone is saying Torah Lishma is Dveikus. Dveikus by Shem, that's Torah Lishma. Learning to Dveikus. Says Chaim Volozhin, no. He said, now it's true, then, Harei, L'chayre, Ein L'cha Dveikus, Godel Mizmiris Tilla. Mizmiris Tilla, Dov Melech, it's full of Dveikus. Yeah. So if the whole Torah was only for Dveikus, so then, if the whole point of Torah is in the way, so why David Melech, yeah, why David Melech ask, yeah, that should be like the Gonvalos, yeah. If the whole Torah is for Dveikus, so Chayr is saying to Enoch and Dveikus, Golem is that, why do we need a film should be like the Gonvalos? Adam, the Gonvalos should be like Tilim. Yeah. Elamai says of Chaim Volozhin. Yeah. Gam mi yodei, he writes, in Hissachosh Baruch Hu, Yodei Bezeh. You don't know if any Hissachosh Baruch Hu answered him. Elamai, right? Elamai, that's where he goes, famously says, what is Torah Lishma? Lishma means for sake of Torah, not for sake of Vegas. Avada Torah means in Vegas also. Chaim Volozhin talks a lot about what happened when you're learning the Dveikus. He's not like against, he's not anti-Dveikus, Hashem, when you're learning. But say that's Lashma. Lashma of Torah is, for the sake of Dveikus, that not. But Achman Derech Agav, and he has his Shmuz by David Melech, wanting the Tilm should be like Naravalas, he says, who said Bechal, that he was answered. Now, the Deish Lavram writes somewhere else also. He says, even very interesting, Eishel Avram. That the Berheit and the Sim Reish Lamaches says, you're not supposed to learn Chumash by night. You're not supposed to learn Chumash by night. Tarash Mek said, you're not supposed to learn by night. Yeah? So he says, up there, Eishel Avram, there's no problem saying Tilm by night. Why? Since Dovah Melch asked, and he's assuming Shachar Bro answered, and saying Tilm is like Nagon Valas. So maybe like saying Tilm is like Tarish Malpet. It's like learning Nagon Valas. So maybe there's no problem saying Tilm at night. Yeah? Even though Chayra, those are saying Tilm at night, they're not saying Tarish Lima, right? They're saying Tarish like Tfila. Okay. Upon him, he says in Kana Rehe, Zek Lima Mishnayas, Shazman Tarish Laila. Adram. Like saying Tilm like learning Mishnayas, says Zay Shabbat. But the Mel says, should we like the God of Olives? Yeah? Also, another Ramadan, Shlach Kaddish writes, also that saying Tilm is like the God of Olives. He says that there's a minug that in many places, they would try to say the whole Sefer Tilm, Lel Yom Kippur. The whole Sefer Tilm. A lot of things also. Who minug was seeking, he writes. He ain't on a dove of Godel, Yais in the same film, the Shlach Kaddish writes. Ain't on a dove of Godel, there's nothing greater than Sefer Tilim. Shekol and Akol. Yimar bim Shvachim Hashem is Baruch Hu, full of Shvachim is Baruch Hu. Yeah, Rab Mizmairim Shos Iris Tshuva. Many of the prophets pick a Tilim, a Mari for Tshuva. Yeah, Rab Mizmairim is Bakashim Chilos Licha. Hakam Yad Hashem Hiskel, the old Dove Melech. Yeah. Oh, Moim Tilim, Bukim Mispalo. It's also like learning. If you cry biggish David, that should be like the Gavolis. See, Mama, you're telling me of everything. You have Tshuva, you have Makosh Slicha, you have Shvach or Shvarko, and you have learning. Because it's like a Gavolis. Oh, Maisa, it's not like just yesterday, so I opened it, I opened the Medrash, Sheikhatai. Which is the mark of this whole thing about David Melech. So there it's interesting. Mulay Devrei, and I might have said differently. And he says like this. David Melech says, Yulotzen Mefri, V'hegin Limi L'Fenecha. That David Melech, Tavol Kosh Baruch, Yulotzen Mefri. V'hegin Limi L'Fenecha, we mentioned possibly before. V'yas L'Dairus, he says. V'yuchaku L'Dairus. V'al Yuhu Kairim Ben, K'Kairim B'Sifrei Nirs. I don't know what Sifrei Nirs are. That people shouldn't read Tilim, yeah, like they read a book, Ella, you cut him behen, v'hoigim behen, v'noidin leim schach and gone balls. Right? It sounds like in the Medrash, the David Melos Bakasha wasn't that Stam saying till him should be like learning to go on balls. He's saying that he was Mavatish Kodesh Baruch Hu, that people shouldn't just say till him. Right, so it wasn't answered. Yeah, please that. People shouldn't just be Tillum Zoggers. Dov Melch didn't want Tillum Zoggers. Dov Melch wanted Tillum learners. He said his bakasha was that people shouldn't just read Tillum. People should learn Tillum. That Elu Kayim Ben V'Haygim Ben. Yeah, they should be learn that. And Benayt Nusach. No, all if they're learning it, then Melch gets all. You have all this. It wasn't even saying that Zoggin Tillum should be like the Kol Valas. Okay, Agman. All these achrayim were not like that in Dovin Melch Bakasha, but Mulei Devrayim, I would have maybe said that Rim Chan Melch. What?
If the Hillel should
be the
biggest, he doesn't want to be like Oilus and Dime, so then that was his right for Shmuel of the same terror. And why is it not that if the Hillel is the greatest of the biggest, then it should be like Oilus and Dime? They
help
swimmer
are
also
the Jews.
You just want them
to feed this child also. Oh, I lost you. Chaim Lawrence said, if the tachlis of Torah is dveikus, then why do you want need that tilm? Should be like in the Gaon of Olas. Adraba, tilm is a shvitz. You don't need tilm. Should be like Gaon of Olas. Elmai, the shvitz in the Gaon of Olas, learning for the sake of learning. You want that even tilm should be like the Gaon of Olas. That was his riot. If he said tachlis of lishma is dveikus, the enoch of is golem is there. Why do we need a tilm shmei like golem olas? Adraba, maybe we want that the golem olas should not tell him. Tilm is a spitz dveikus. El may no. Torah lishma is not for dveikus.
Repeat this pshat.
There's some different. I don't know. There's some is a riot. Then Dov Melch wasn't saying that the Tillum should be like the Gavalis. He was not talking about saying Tillum. He's talking about learning Tillum. It's a different opinion of some different things. They all learn it's all different. Okay, right.
Wasn't the Vilna Gomen Svifa like Bechina was that you have to know the very young Paul Tyrson, no?
Okay.
It's like, because his shot was that if you really.
You have to know the Kol Der Kulo or what? What's that?
Yeah,
but. Chavdal Svarim. Is that it? Now, Chav's supposed to be Motor in Chavdal Svarim. What's that? Say
it. But you chose,
What do you see from there? It's part of Tiger. What? What are you showing from there?
That's the one he did speak of. He gave it to him.
And therefore what? Is it a young man?
Yeah.
So on.
It's like boring, kind of. It's like,
so
what
if
you
people?
So, now. Oh, so the Eish Avraham was discussing with a guy that told him Aretz. He has no idea what he's reading. Can he make Beres Chayra? He says that even Amaretz, yeah. Since we say Yibarachacha, yeah, and even Amaretz, the Birkas Chayim, he knows, yeah, even Tanev b'nei Hevavav, yeah, Gam HaKafrim, HaYeser, Chaser Limud, the farmers, the villagers, that don't know anything, they Yibaracha, Shem Yishmach, Yashem Malach, Veneka, Yisra Shem Malach, Hasein Vashalem, that much they can know, so maybe they can be Yeser, the example was there. This is interesting. He quotes the Mashal. That the Mashal is a different. We say Yerachacha and we say El Dvar. Right? Mashal, Sam, and Sam he did Baum. Mashal is a different Pesukim. He said he seems to say three Pesukim of Torah, three of Nevi'im, and three of Ksuvim. The one that Torah he chose, Vaseil Chracha Bamecha, Vasis Vachim Olvecha, Vaseikim Vaseita, Vaparecha Kamarecha. Then from the Nevi'im he said, Yeshua Rak Hazak Mamatz Ma'oi Lishma Blas is called Torah, Shetz Sifla Avi Moshe, Sosim Meni Mir Smol, And lo yomer shesei b'tar zem picha, gives me a laila. And the third, lo yitzvah zicha, hazak mamatz, etc. All about chizuk of Taira, you know, flicking Yeshua. And for the as Taira Nevi'im Mitzubim, he said, by David HaMelech, in the beginning, Asher Ish, Melech Atza Vishram, there from the Amad, Kim Sarsham Chavtzai, yeah, etc. So more Pesukim have to do with the Cheshivas of Taira than just Yerech HaStam, maybe a Baal, which was interesting to me. I don't think I've been doing that. We're so used to everyone, especially the city, Rechacha, my studies through other choices. Now, Nasha making bracha mitzvah taira. Yeah. Oh, so there's. We're talking about the shayla whether in kindness, talmud taira, you don't know what you're learning. So it's very interesting. Mariel is done. We got me noshim. The noshim have to make bracha mitzvah taira. Yeah. So the shayla said that it's not done. Even a woman, Ashkenazi woman, make bracha on mitzvahs. I say. She's man brahma, another potter, right? Because we say mitzvah is going on everyone, whatever the kabbalists chalim shayim say. So maybe we all can make a bracha, right? The Sephardi woman don't make brachas and mitzvahs. I'm mitzvah shemar shayfer lulav, etc. Now, so the question is, what about Taira? Noshim a potter from Talmud Taira. So do noshim make a bracha? Brachas a Taira. So Shoyal and Maril said, it's worse than Mitzvah Heshes Man Drama, because the Gemara says, Mesa Chazal, Mlam is Bitei Taira, Hilul Mlam the Tiflus. It's not just that women don't have to learn, women should not learn. So if you teach them Taira, it's as if you're teaching her Tiflus, like, no, if you teach her Taira, she'll wise enough, she'll be able to use her smarts to in Mizana and higher, that gets her, as more as that, you learn the Tiflis. So you shouldn't be teaching girls Taira. Yeah? Oh, so Mela, they should make a bracha. It's a bad thing. It's bad for them to learn. Not just, it's bad for them to learn. Oh, not Mariel, no. That, he says, this is what we say, Kamam is beat the Taira, kill him the Tiflis. First of all, that's not the Taira Shabbat, not the Taira Shabbat. Okay? And not the Mam is beat the Taira. But a girl's allowed to learn. It's in Kabbalah Schar. If I'm Kavanah Zotayim. Okay? So maybe she can make a bracha. You know she's potter. Just, it's no different than Lulav. She's potter in Lulav, she makes a bracha. She's potter in Talmud Torah. Still she can make a bracha. Aye, Tiflis, that's only Torah Shabbat Pan, not Torah Shabbat Sam. So she can go to Shulam and Gemara, but they can learn.
Since she's potter, she doesn't get
a mitzvah.
What? Since she's
potter,
she doesn't get a mitzvah.
No, she doesn't get a
mitzvah.
Is that what you thought? Okay, so I guess you thought wrong. What? That's what they don't learn. If they learn, why shouldn't they get schar for if they do learn? Noshim didn't learn. Come on, Noshim don't learn. So what shaykh is that have to tell? It said the kids learn. It said the husbands learn, etc. Says Maril, though, if they learn, though, about it, how was that? What? Yeah. The Shoyal said, "Hi, it's Tiflis. Amalam is beat the Tarek, you will the Tiflis." Yeah? That he says, that's Tarek Shabbat. Tarek Shabbat, you don't have that. The Mer Avada, and anyways, not because Amalam is beat the Tarek. But if she wants to learn on her own, she's kind of mitzvah. Okay?
You're saying if she wants to learn on her own, she can learn tomorrow?
He shalom the ba'atzma yesh laschar ke'enim tzur ba'isa he even gemar. Okay? She mechavenes l'tayla. Okay. Now, then he brings down. So Meir, that's why he says, why not she can make a bracha. Then he says, the smak says that the mechuyah to learn the halachas of the mitzvahs that's negated for that. That they keep Shabbos, yeah? They're in the kitchen, they're cooking, they need to know Hilchos Basar V'Challah, yeah? More than the men, yeah? They need to know Hilchos Shabbos. You know, it's Bayer, you know, it's Bishol, you know, the Meila, about that, and we're going to learn. The Meila, about the Eishlam is Chara Taiv for that. It means the Raya from the Gemara says, Goy Vaisim Taira is like Kain Godel. Agapanim, that's another reason why women have to make a bracha because Taira, because they're going to learn the mitzvahs, that's the gate, the halachas are the gate, the mitzvahs are the gate.
The Raya from
what?
And a goy is like a tzar, it's a tzar, it's a
tzar, it's a tzar, it's a tzar, it's a tzar, it's a tzar, it's a
tzar.
So when it says that Akam Shaloma, the stone means in Mitzvah Zayim and Mitzvah Zayim. No, but God is a Chiddush, the Chiddush in the smack of Chayra, because the Gemara says, Akam is like a Kain Gadol. Yeah, like Kain Gadol, that's required for him. For Chayra, because there are some that say that a lady learns Chayra by Slavy, that a lady learns Chayra, it's only to know the Lachas. It's not to forsake that, but to forsake the Talmud Torah. You don't have the Milas of the Talmud Torah. In the Smak is Mashma, you have the Milas of the Talmud Torah. Not just Echtimtza, to make the Nodal office. Okay, then he writes, oh, just first of all, yeah, that, Harei, in davening, yeah, we say by daver, and they get Talmud, yeah, always a parish Talmud, Gilu Hikra, right? Now, this Noshim, or Chayim davening. If they're Chayim davening, they're Chayim Kabbalists. First, let the men say kabbonis, then we'll talk about the ladies saying kabbonis. Says the Mariel, the reason why a woman can say brichas taira, because she's had to say kabbonis.
Does it say davening also?
Oh, that's an excellent question. That's an excellent question. Rechaira, the tzad and osh mechayiv in tefillah is only on rachmi. There's a mechayiv in the Gemara, where tefillah is rachmi. Right, obis tiknum or connected to medium. V'chayir the tzad nosh v'chayiv is only al tzrach. V'chayir that's connected obis, but connected to medium that v'chayir you don't have that by noshim. Akman Meril's a nagda. Meril says that once the chayiv in Rosh Chol, the v'chayir the mitfila, the v'chayir the megantz in tefila. Right, even the chlok mitfila, which is connected kabbonis, the v'chayir the mitfila. We're not mechalik. That's what Meril says. Nosh Mechalik is saying Kabbalahs. He doesn't say only Nosh. Yeah. Men also have a feeling. Okay. Now he says, there he writes that you don't understand what they're saying. Yeah, he also did them quick to say maybe the chayit is ezim kaima, the mishnah is ezim kaima. Yeah, nashim chayit, you know, it's printed in the siddur. Yeah, nashim chayit. He says even though they don't understand what they're saying, but he says akim is a zayin. The liquor is in the shabda layada upshita dish chayit var afagav the ain maven kriyasa vigersasay. Says Mariel, even though he doesn't understand what you're learning, still you have a chiyus to say brachos tayr. Okay. And that also Karakamach writes, the Rambach and Karakamach writes, Karidua ki kriyas atayra mitzvah gedayli, afa pi shalo yavim masha kaira. Ki pamim shayikra odam parasha achas me atayra, vle yizbayin ba'atzmai shakar klal, derech shu echashat ver mechayim. Sometimes it's not a new thing over here, you know. Yeah. ADHD, you know. Yeah, you have a guy, he just read a whole thing, and he has no idea. You ask him, what did you just read? He has no clue. He can't tell you one word that he just read. Yeah? That's what he says. Yeah? Even if you have no clue what you're doing, you're saying the words? That's yeah? It means the Gemara. Okay? So, I have a shtickle smach over here, Ben Bachya, kind of reaching already, that says that in your own style of reading, you get a mitzvah. And Chidot writes, that learning the Zohar, he says, Merumam, I'll call Limud, even if you know what we're talking about. Rav Shagit the Bikrasar. You can't even read, not even reading the words straight. You don't have the Kutis. You're not even reading the words of the Zohar. You're not even reading, you're not saying the right Ivrit. You're not even saying the right in the Kutis. You're taking Godel and Hashem, he writes, Mephisha, Gamshad, Bechol Tarish Mez, oh, he says, Bechol Tarish Mez Kajvarachu, Amokam Nislap Shabakama Sipurim, Va'odam Akari Mei Misipurim, Noiz Naikla Pshat HaKoshet, because in the rest of the Torah, first of all, it's interesting. He's saying that he's fascinating. That the Kol Torah is Shmeis Shmosh Baruch Hu. Ramban says in that Dhamma, I was without Torah Shmosh B'Ksav. Torah Shmosh B'Ksav, Chamish Chom Shetayra, is all Tzuruf Hashem is Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we have the way the Torah is by us, the way it's broken down into words. Vayda B'Shem Ma'ish Ha'Leimar, B'Chulu. Yeah? But Ramban says, there's different other ways of forming the word. It's all different variations of Shmeis and Shmeis Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol Torah Kulo Shmeis and Shmeis Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Rearranging the spaces.
The words. Making different words. Those same letters, in the letters are in that order, but they're broken up in different ways to make the different shapes as well. The Gemara says. The Chidah is saying it's even by Torah Shabbat Pet. It's Oyem Naira. He says that since in the Gemara sometimes it's the slabish in the story, so you focus on the story, and mainly you lose the Shemesh Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, if I can't by Zayar, you have no idea what you're reading anyway. So mainly you don't get lost in the story. So mainly after Abba, that's you have the Yishtelsa. So
if you're reading a Sefer that puts a Zayar, you're on the screen.
What? You're not learning Kabbalah by reading a Zohar that comes time close. You're allowed to read a Zohar, then that's time close. Doesn't say you're not allowed to read a Zohar. You want to know if you're allowed to read it or you have to read it. Well, what's the question?
Are you allowed to read the Zayar or the Rizal?
It's like you're not going to say that. The Chidah is saying that reading Zayar, you don't understand what he's saying.
So it's better to read the actual Zohar than the Hebrew translation?
What?
That was Chayim, it's the Aramaic Zohar, and that means that the Hebrew translation you need to read. So would you rather read the Aramaic or the Hebrew? It's like, I understand the Hebrew.
Right. Do both. No, I mean, Zichem is, you know, when I have this Chidah, I was going to say it's more Chidah to be the Hebrew, not my right. Aramaic. I'm going to Chidah, it's also Chidah to be the Aramaic. Okay, right, say. Now, the Semidah Yisadok was saying, you know, with all these Makaris, the Avada that in Chaim, you don't understand, the Avada to learn Ba'imig and learn, understand, the Avada that's Zichem more potent. If you think, the Gemara in Shabbos says, very important Rashi, the Gemara in Shabbos in the Sugya of Bos HaTayr, it says, Lom Nim Shtayr Kinog, Lom Nim Chamanog Et Zeh, Yesh Bay Lomus Lo Hachreis, Ad Vetayr Yesh Lomus Lo Hachreis, says Rava, L'mayminim Ba, Sama Dechaya, someone that, Mayminim Ba, not Lashon Ma'amin with Aleph, Mayminim Lashon Yimin, Masmilim Ba, Achmar Lashon, Sama Dechaya, yeah, says Rashi. You might mean what's called my meaning ba? Says Rashi, Asukim b'chol kaicham. You mean Aisatar b'chol kaicham. Ladas utrudim ladas aida. And you tarud. Taira, yeah, he's supposed to be tarud. Ka'adam mishtamish b'yagimina shu ikir. Yeah? My meaning ba, Sama l'chaya, Rashi says, someone that learns it b'chol kaicham and he's trudim. It means if you don't understand something, it has to bother you. If you don't understand something, and Shere comes at night, you go, okay, we'll skip that one. No. My meaning about you want to be Sama Lechaya, and not Chas Shalom. Something else, right? Rashi says, Trudim Lada Saida. The famous Taz, on the Birch Sotar and Simmem Zayin, Taz says, we make it the bracha last of the Besaira. He said, what's the lashon last of the Besaira? He says, the Gemara says, Gemara in Darim says, famous Gemara, Gemara says, Mi ha'ish ha'chocham yovin ha'zois, ha'chidiv ha'pi ha'shem, eilot, ha'mal of the aretz. Gemara wants to know, what was the cause of the Churban? Tov is ha'nish la'chachamim, u'mevi'in, u'malche ha'sharis. No one knew. No one could answer why the Churban. Until they ask HaShem Baruch himself, Hashem said, ha'mal of the aretz, ha'ozvam es tairasi. Hashem esat ifnei, le'sham ha'kai le'hol, le'sham ha'kai le'hol chubah. Says the Gemara, "Haynu l'sham b'kai l'haynu halchaba." Amarav shle birchu b'tayr tchila. Famous Gemara in the Darim that le birchu b'tayr tchila. Right? Says the Taz. When the Gemara says, and where is the Gemara learning this out from? Shle birchu b'tayr tchila. Shle halchaba. Yeah. Le halchaba. L'sham b'kai le halchaba. He says the Torah is only miskay mi shemay misatzma Allah. Yeah. The Hainu, he says, someone's icing the pilpul, the master matan shantayr. Meaning, you're icing, you're to the chrayin tayr, you put yourself into it. That's the lehol chuba. And he says, like we said in the parasha, m'chayse de leichu. Says Rashi, what does it mean, m'chayse de leichu? Shatu ameilim by tayr. Yeah, he says, it has, those that learn tayr, the chaynig, you know, they're learning tayr in a chilled oifen. Yeah, in a chill, yeah, ain't a migayim ba, ain't a term is kayim etzma. That's what it says, lehol chuba, ratzalaymash, le'oska v'tayra, derech masu matna shal pilvam, amasyaska aliyah. We say, kayzit te'leichu, zazrashi domen v'tayra. That's what Gemara Darim says, lehol chuba, that shal birchu v'tayra t'chila, which bracha did they make? They didn't make the bracha last of the v'tayra, because they took it easy. They went to Torah, yeah, you know, the chilled hyphen, yeah, but they weren't humble yegaya. They didn't put themselves into the Torah, and that's how it says that's the lehol chuba, meaning they didn't do b'chayis the lechu, and that's the bracha lasim the risayr. Oh, the ma'isa, also the Rashi in Parasha, Rashi is a fascinating Rashi. Rashi says b'chayis the lechu, yochim is as mitzvahs deshmayu. In the Hemshech it says, "V'salachti b'seichachem." Look, Rashi, "Atayli mochem began Eden ke'echad mikem." V'salachti b'seichachem. I will go amongst you. Yeah, someone that's amal b'tayim chayis aleichu. The Hemshech is "V'salachti b'seichachem." Says Rashi, "I will go with you ke'echad mikem." Yeah, but like to you, mizdazim imeni. You're not going to be shook up walking kaviyach on Echad Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're going on a walk on a shmatzir, kaviyach on Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not going to be shook up. You're walking Echad Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you're Amal B'Tayra. Yachol, says Rashi, like tiru imeni. Kamalayim Yisrael, Yisrael Chem like him. Yeah, it's Rashi, I am an ayah. He's using the dog of someone that's Amal B'Tayra. That he metalik of Yochel Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yochel, at kedei kach that there's a habamina. You're not gonna be Yaron Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're such a high madrega because of the males of Torah. Bringing such a high madrega, Yochel, you're not gonna even be scared of me. Hamalayim no, but there's a habamina kilu. You can walk next to me. You're not gonna be mizazaya. You're habamina. You'll be mamish body kav Yochel. You're not gonna be here. No, mashmalon that no. Yeah, not like that. But you see, from here, you know, maybe you kind of miss Talmud Torah without understanding. Something that puts himself into it, and it's Amel and Yegeya, and he's Oisek B'Torah, like Taz said, the Baruch Lash B'Torah, that could bring you to Mamish, Kamal Gamadregis.